ruined its for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With five big locations. Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.
Oh, good morning, Roo. We got through to another Friday.
Yes.
Our favourite day of the week.
Oh, it is.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Actually, I'm torn. I always say to you, Thursday is my favourite day because I know that tomorrow's Friday. And then Friday comes, I think, no, God, this really is.
You look better today.
Why is that?
Well, last Friday, you looked a little bit hobo.
Let's not go back
no
there.
No way.
I've only just got back in the house. I'm only allowed back in the bedroom.
Well, you've done your hair. You look beautiful today.
Oh, thank you.
Gee whiz. Last week, you looked like we dragged you out of the bed.
Yeah, I know.
Mattress off the streets. But anyway, who cares? Let's get into it. This is a big show, and we had footy last night. We've got footy again tonight. Footy's taken over at
our brand new recruit, Bernie Vince.
Yes, we managed to slip him into 6:40 this morning. He'll be up with his baby this morning, feeding and talking to us about coming over to Adelaide tomorrow.
Yeah.
To do the Crows and Hawthorn.
So he's a part of the Triple M team, but he's going to make regular visits to Adelaide, which is good.
Yeah, good, unless you get caught up with him after the game as well. Limo's going to come on for a laugh. Bruce McAvaney will join us to talk footy and racing. The pressure test, we've got the week that was, stupidest way to get injured. We're going to take calls on that and give away two tickets to the footy and tickets to go into the Triple M bunker.
Ooh.
Which is amazing.
What, this weekend?
Yep, tomorrow, did. So, clear afternoon if you win that one.
All right, what a good weekend and what a big, big show we've got coming up. Roo and Dits here on Triple M, thanks to Adelaide Tools.
Roo and Dits, top three things you need to know.
What have you got, Roo? What's making news?
Twiggy Forrest, the big iron ore magnate from Western Australia who owns Fortescue Metals, has come out and said that we shouldn't be drilling in the Great Australian Bight. He doesn't agree with the drilling over there between Ceduna and Port Lincoln and sort of Kangaroo Island, if you want to stretch it that far.
Yep.
And I thought, wonder why Twiggy's outspoken about this. It's got nothing to do with iron ore, and he's into mining, so lots of people have posed that. I forgot that Twiggy owns a big part of Kangaroo Island.
Oh, right.
So maybe there's a bit of an inside.
What are you saying? There's a vested interest?
Not sure. I'm not having a crack at him because I don't know the bloke, but interesting that he'd come out and oppose it. Lots of people are. Lots of locals over there are. They don't want to risk a beautiful marine life that does exist over that way. There's a lot of talk happening about drilling in that area at the moment. Mills on Wheels have had a big recall, Dits. 6,000 frozen meals from their different places after, have a listen to this, roast lamb and veg. There could be, there's a bit of a contamination issue in some of their frozen meals.
Oh, no. And that's serious. They feed a lot of people, a lot of elderly people.
Who can't afford to get crook.
Can't afford to get crook like that, no. All right, so
that'd do a bit of damage financially to a not-for-profit organisation.
Yeah, for sure. Recall
6,000 meals. That's money they can't afford to do. You'd be happy to hear there's direct flights to Bali, Dits, for your next flight.
Really?
Yeah. You'll be unhappy to hear it's Malaysian Airlines.
Right.
Mm. So you'll get them for $352 bucks. I suppose there's some risky.
But they've quite seriously, they've had bad luck though. Two major incidents that neither were their fault. And
Were they both not their fault?
Both.
Were they? Okay.
Well, hang on, one got shot out of the sky.
Yeah, that's unlucky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were they in the wrong place though?
No.
They weren't?
No.
No.
No. They got shot out of the sky, and the other one, as we know, well, we're still trying to find out what happened with the other one.
Yep. But I didn't know. Yeah, Jetstar already fly there 7 times a week, but Malaysian Airlines there, they've got one called Malindo Air, and that's going to be flying there direct 4 times a week. So that's handy.
So Adelaide to Bali.
Yes, sir.
Righto.
Yeah, so that's good. Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, was on The Project on Channel 10 last night. He went toe-to-toe with Waleed Ali.
Does Australia have an Islamophobia problem?
I don't know if Australians understand Islam very well, and that can often lead to fear of things you don't understand. Yeah.
But when I ask about Islamophobia, I don't mean just people don't understand and they're a bit apprehensive. I mean effectively an ideologised form of
there's no doubt that that exists
Islam
in Australia. There's no doubt that that exists in Australia.
How big a
but there's no
is that,
doubt that so many forms of hatred and stereotyping goes on in the Australian community.
Now, that's an isolated grab, obviously, and I thought the ScoMo actually answered that question quite well, and I think he explained it quite well, but apparently if you listen to the entire interview, which I didn't get to see.
Apparently went for half an hour.
Yeah. One other thing that Waleed accused him of, he said that apparently going back a couple of years, ScoMo addressed the Liberal Party and said use Islamophobia for gain, like to, in other words, to get votes, to get people behind you. And that's what Waleed's accusing him of.
Though, didn't
he? He did deny it, yeah.
Which I don't know if it's right or wrong. How long does the project go for? I thought it was a half an hour long show. Is it an hour, is it?
This is a special one.
It right.
Was, yeah, a special half hour, so, commercial free, toe-to-toe.
Wow. It's a big, big gig, that one, isn't it, Did? So he doesn't back away, Waleed, from anything. He's very confident in what he talks about, and Scott Morrison fronted up to it. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see the reaction today about that one.
And we should point out, too, and I'm not trying to incite anything here, but if anyone sits there and has a crack at ScoMo or anyone that speaks out in that sense, you've got to understand where Waleed's coming from as well, because he is a Muslim. So he is clearly going to see it from a biased point of view, as he might suggest that ScoMo's seeing it from a biased point of view as well. So
yeah, you'd hope Waleed was balanced though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So,
when he starts accusing of Islamophobia and things like that, I'm just saying that he's coming from what's the right way to say it? He's coming from a background where he wants to stick up for his people, and he's going to see it through his own eyes.
Yep.
I think we need to recognise that as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not trying to incite anything. I'm not saying we don't want to do any of that.
There's enough of that happening already, Ditz. As Scott Morrison said, we need to come together, not divide.
Correct. Absolutely spot on. Ruined Ditz here on Triple M. Let's have a look back over what happened on the show during the week.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Ditz this week.
Number five, Tex Walker joined the show.
It's good to see you both.
And we learnt about Roo's predictions for the AFL season ahead.
Mark Rusciuto's top eight.
Well, I've got my eight in order. The Tigers finishing on top, Adelaide finishing second. I've got West Coast and Collingwood rounding out the top four. I've got Melbourne fifth, GWS, Geelong and Essendon to round out the eight. And I've got an honourable mention to Brisbane, maybe even sneaking in.
What does that mean?
Mark Rusciuto's top nine.
I would not be surprised if Brisbane snuck in. In that conversation to make the eight, I've got Port Adelaide and I've got Frio.
Mark Rusciuto's top 11.
I've got North and I've got Sydney.
This is getting ridiculous. Mark Rusciuto's top 13.
You've named 18 sides.
No, I'm just saying the ones that are in a bracket. Just listen.
Tell us who's not in your eight.
Number four, Keegan stepped up to play our pressure test contest to win $1,000.
Give us 10 famous Kiwis.
Oh, no. I give up.
What?
That's it. I don't know any famous Kiwis whatsoever.
None. Not even going to try. None. What about Russell Crowe?
Nah. I suppose he's a Kiwi.
Oh, yeah. She's a Kiwi. I'm pretty sure he is. Neil Finn, Tim Finn.
Keegan knows you should always quit while you're ahead.
Well, this goes on. Richard Hadley, he's hung up. He's gone. Well, that was successful, wasn't it?
Oh, Keegan. Bit of a quitter.
I don't think he even gets a consolation prize.
He did not even like your question at all, did.
Couldn't be bothered. Probably not our best pressure test that we've ever done.
No, not our best pressure test.
No.
Number three, we learned about a new venture from the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
What have we done now?
You just keep giving down there. Bit of China about this. Let's have a listen to it.
It's Port Adelaide's perfect pair. We're looking for single Port lads and ladies who are ready to mingle. If you're in the market for a black, white and teal romance, we want you.
Is this getting better and wetter? That sounded exactly like Helen from the Highley Street.
It's
Alan from Hindley Street. This is fair dinkum. This is on the Port Adelaide website.
That?
This is so fair dinkum. This is not someone taking the mickey.
Gee, the stands will be rocking this year if that's what they're doing.
Lovers in the pair.
I've just matched with Kylie. It says here she's looking for love after Darren went to jail. She enjoys pokies, catching the bus, cane corns, arguing with people on Facebook, and is looking for a man with a full set of teeth.
Number two.
We learnt about an amazing shark story from Jay the abalone diver.
Yeah, absolutely. He was down diving on Saturday. I'll let him tell the story, but basically he's going across the bottom looking for abalone.
Hold on. I thought Jay was going to tell the story.
And then he comes into half a white pointer.
Leave a bit of story for Jay, Roo.
What do you mean half?
Well, it had been bitten in half. We're talking a 3 or 4 metre white pointer. Let's get the man who was down on the bottom of the ocean right next to half a white pointer. His name's Jay and he's an abalone diver from Portland and he joins us now. G'day, Jay.
G'day, mate.
Sorry, Jay. Roo spoke too long. We're out of time. Number one, last week, Ditz was in a very accepting mood.
To all the transgender people out there, to all the gay people, to all the, heterosexual people, this is your show, okay?
Yep, that's Triple M in 2019.
If you're asexual, you're welcome to listen as well.
Yep.
But how quickly quickly tables turn.
It's National Bullying Day today, Dits.
What does that mean? We all need to bully someone.
No. More than 2 million Australian school students have been bullied.
I think it's bull dust.
What do you mean about that?
Not that many people have been bullied is what I'm trying to say. How about National Harden Up Day?
Oh, no.
I'm serious. Hey, Four Eyes. Well, that's bullying, is it?
Yes, it is. Hey, Carrot Top. That's what they call bullying.
Hey, Ginger Nuts. What, that's bullying. Hey, are you serious?
Yeah, that's what they do.
No.
If you'd like to be involved in Harden Up Day, log on to hardenthefupprincess.com.au and get your Harden Up Day kit now. It has a bag of concrete, a blue singlet, a 600ml iced coffee and a clip. Around the year from Chris Dittmar.
The top five things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
Now, I'm going to support you a little bit here. That's what you did, had just rolled out of the car, the world's best car.
Exactly.
Tom, you're a little bit tired. I caught a little bit of Treader's disease. They talked a bit too much, didn't I?
That is one of the best intros I have ever heard to a story, I'm going to say.
Can you keep doing the hosting and I'll just
No, please.
Unspecial.
We get through to 9 o'clock quicker if you do it.
Yeah, okay.
We fill the gaps.
I'm shutting my mouth.
Ruin Dits on Triple M.
Bernie Vince up next.
What a goal!
Ruin Dits overnight sports.
The wine bar at the National Wine Centre.
The perfect spot for a drop.
Richmond have kicked off the season with a 33-point win in front of 85,000 people. They beat Carlton last night. However, injury to star defender Alex Rance. Let's hear from the coach, Damien Hardwick.
Suspected ACL at this point, which is incredibly disappointing, but the measure of the man, you wouldn't know it by his demeanour. He's such an incredible, you know, person first and foremost, but look, it's going to be disappointing if it is. You know, he's an incredible player and we hate to see those players go out of the game.
In my top 14 I did in the week that was, I had Richmond finishing top.
Yeah.
Can I change it now?
What? Is he that important?
Oh, he's the best, might be the best defender ever.
Wow. All right.
He's in the conversation.
Now, they lost, but gee, there's a lot of love at Carlton. Let's hear from their coach, Brendan Bolton.
I'm falling in love with our players. I know that sounds mushy. I know it's a word that we don't use a lot, but they're really tight and of same age. They're having really open discussions with me about how they feel and I with them, and we're connecting really strongly.
That training, let's all throw the keys in the middle.
That's what they did in the first quarter and the last quarter. They won the second and third quarters anyway.
Yeah. Brad Crouch to play his first game. This is good news. His first game since the 2017 grand final.
Yep.
So your boys, the Crows, have picked a strong lineup as expected against Hawthorn.
Cole Hardigan was the player I was referring to yesterday. You know, I said one player was going to miss out. He didn't even get a game. So.
All right. Good luck to Robbie Gray. This is a great story too. He's been through a heck of a lot to play his 200th game for Port Adelaide against Melbourne.
Yep. Well done to Robbie.
Just a reminder that tonight it's Collingwood and Geelong at the MCG. Should be another cracker of a game, right?
That'll be huge.
Yeah, it will indeed. The women's Crows team unchanged for their big game against Geelong on Sunday. So good luck to the girls.
12:40.
In the cricket, Australia starts its five, the one day is five match series against Pakistan tonight in Sharjah. And Winks is getting ready for the George Ryder Stakes. This is on tomorrow, chasing 32 wins in a row.
Yeah, we'll have a chat to Bruce McAvaney later on about Winks.
Now, this week's match of the round in the NPL South Australia, Adelaide City taking on Campbelltown City. Kickoff 7 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, I should say, at Adelaide City Park at Oakden. That's our look at sport. Thanks to the Wine Bar at the National Wine Centre, the perfect spot for a drop.
Bernie Vince to join us next.
On Triple M,
I see you got fat.
Get fit with Ruin Dits.
I'm not really as blubbery as I look, all right?
No.
I just want to point that out.
And I'm not either.
Righto, Roo, time to reintroduce your team. Team Roo, we've got with us this morning. Who are they?
We've got Jason and Jody. How are you guys? Yeah,
Very good, thanks. Thank you.
Jason's got his Crows top on, getting ready for the weekend.
Ever soon.
Just for you, Dits.
Yeah, thanks for that, mate. Hey, Jody, what's the progress been like for you? What are we, about 3 or 4 weeks in now?
Yeah, about three. All right. Yep, just heading into the fourth week.
What's happened with you so far?
I've lost a few kilos.
You have?
But I've certainly, I feel like I'm definitely fitter.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different style of training to what I'm used to.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have never sweat so much in my life.
What are you doing that's different? Are you training?
It's a much higher intensity.
HIIT training?
Yes.
High intensity training. Yep. That's what he does to us. He flogs us at the gym, Daniel.
Yes, he does.
What's been the hardest thing you've done?
On the rower, I thought I was going to die.
The rower's awful, isn't it?
The rower, you can't breathe?
I could not breathe.
Who bloody thought of that exercise?
All right, so you're on the right track. You're happy with your weight loss and
your that could be better, but, you know, it's not about the weight loss, they tell me. It's about the getting fit and that I'm doing.
Good. And you got the food under control?
Yeah, pretty good, yep.
Pretty good?
Yep.
Good on you. What about you, Jason? You were sprouting off to anyone who'd listened down the gym the other day that you'd lost a fair bit of weight.
Yeah, 7 kilos so far.
You have lost 7.
Well done, mate. Yeah. Good work. Well done.
And that's with a week off too because I had a loogie.
So well done. Yeah. All right. So. And what a sort of similar thing for you. What have you found, what do you like doing at the gym and what have you found hard?
Initially, I found the Jacob's Ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Hard.
Yeah, so that's like, for people out there listening, it's like you're climbing up a very steep hill.
And the ladder just keeps rotating. So every time you put your foot on it, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is hard work, yep.
But no, enjoying it.
What have you set your sights on? You've lost 7. What are you going to come back in a month's time with?
Well, the weigh-in is, halfway weigh-in is Saturday, so I want to try another kilo before then.
Yep.
I know I said I'd try and lose 20 kilo.
Mm. Right.
So
that's still your goal.
Well, you've put a dent in it, though. 7's a great start.
Yeah, and giving up the booze.
You've given up the booze?
Yeah, for the next 5 weeks.
That's dedication. You want to have a chat to Jesse Hogan from Freo. Yeah. What about you, Jody? What's your goal for the next month?
If anything, I just want to feel more comfortable in my skin again. So
yeah, well, that'll happen.
That will come. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
You're well on the way. You're training hard. You're doing the high-intensity training. And when you start seeing better results on your machine, you're going to feel better.
Definitely.
You'd already be feeling better. You look good, so keep up the good work,
and we'll see how you
go over the next month. You should be worried, Ditz.
Team Roo.
Team Roo's coming to get you. Where are your people?
They're at the gym as we speak. On the treadmill, Roo. Yeah, they never stop.
Yeah, okay.
They're like that little white mouse just on the tready. Yep, that's it.
Not going anywhere.
Jason and Jody, thanks for coming in
again, and
good luck.
Guys. Thank you very much.
And you can join NextGen right now and get 2 weeks free membership and a complimentary gold upgrade. Ditz is fantastic stuff down there. Plus, they've got the new altitude room down there as well, which we need to get into and have a crack at that as well. So this is all thanks to Nelson Teamwear, who've supplied us our shirts, Ditz.
Yeah, training gear.
You can check them out at nelsonteamwear.com.au.
Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Hey, Roo, someone down at the advertiser is going to lose their job. Someone's made the biggest mistake of their career.
Why, Ditz?
They've put a Port Adelaide player on the front page. It's just not right.
Robbie Gray. Everyone loves Robbie Gray.
Oh, I know that, but the advertiser does. I mean, I only ever put Crows on the front page. Come on.
Oh, you know it.
Come on.
Seven. No. They always go for the biggest side. No. Got 70% of the support.
Well, heads will roll. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but everyone loves Robbie Gray.
Of course they do. Game number 200 for Robbie Gray. What a superstar.
And Port Adelaide wish they had 2 of him. One for the forward line, one for the midfield.
Yeah, I agree.
And whenever they're in trouble, they drag him out of the forward line and chuck him into the centre, and he generally makes
delivers.
A difference. He does. He's a freak.
He's a great
footballer. One of the arguably Port Adelaide's best ever footballer. I think you can put him in that category.
Best ever.
I think you can put him in the AFL.
Yeah.
I know they've been around for 150 years. But
that's, right. That's,
I won't put him in Russell Evans'
that's
category.
That's elite company.
So
Gavin Wanganeen, Shredray.
Yeah.
Primus.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's in that conversation. Port Adelaide take on Melbourne, who some people think are premiership favourites. and as I've said here, they've had a lot of operations over the summer, Melbourne, because they went deep in the finals. So not sure how they'll go over there. Port Adelaide, they've been patchy in their 2 games against the Crows and North Melbourne. Their best looks really good. Their bad looks bad. And you generally can't do that against good sides. You get exposed in those moments when you lapse. And in the modern footy with the new rules, Ditz, sides can take advantage of that. So that's a big issue for Port Adelaide. But they do look good. They've got a good side, Ditz. How they go with 6 new players into one side, it's a lot of change in one side after 2 games. Look, they're a chance to win. They're very big outsiders in with the bookies.
Who are you picking?
Well, I'm picking Melbourne, but I'm not saying Port Adelaide can't win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they lost by 5 goals.
I think we'll get up.
I know you think they'll get up, and it'll be good for Port Adelaide if they do. They need to start well this year. They've got a tough draw, and winning away in round 1 would be a massive start for Port Adelaide. So
all right, what about your mob?
Go the Pair. Adelaide are short price favourites to beat Hawthorn at home. I never, ever, ever look at a game v Hawthorn when I played or now and think we'll beat them.
Yep.
They're too good and they're too well coached. Mm-hmm. To get for them to get top four last year with the side they had was incredible. And I'm always nervous playing against them. They've still got a pretty good side on paper. Mm. Adelaide side looks as good as it ever has looked. They've just got to execute. We've had so much talk about having a great pre-season, Adelaide, that we're all sick of hearing about that, and it's time for them to deliver.
Yep.
They should get the job done. It won't be easy, but I think Adelaide should get the should have a win in good old Adelaide Town. A
couple of things we mentioned in the news. Brad Crouch back, which is great. He's been out for a long, long time.
Yeah, back and fit. Had his groins fully reconstructed. He looks super fit and ready to go, which will add depth to that midfield. And the forward line looks, actually, everywhere looks good. So they've just got to execute it.
All right.
Yep.
What will you win by?
About five goals.
Five goals. Having said you're worried about Hawthorn.
Five goals is nothing in modern footy.
Yeah. All right. Ruined it's here on Triple M. Ruined it's here on Triple M on this Friday morning atop a 31 in Adelaide today. It wasn't so bright and sunny in Burnside yesterday, Roo. Terrible incident.
Yeah. Down at the Burnside Village, we hear of a burglary gone wrong and officers injured.
Yeah. Terrible story. Let's find out more. Senior Constable Rebecca Stokes joins us from SAPOL. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Gee, this sounds awful. What happened?
Yeah, just before 5:15 yesterday afternoon, police emergency services were called to Port Rush Road, just outside the Burnside Village there, following reports that two off-duty police officers had been assaulted after they'd gone to the assistance of a security guard who was trying to detain several people suspected of theft. When other police patrols arrived at the scene, six people were arrested, and it's going to be alleged that the off-duty police officers had been assaulted by these suspects. Four women, a 19-year-old man and a 17-year-old girl, were all arrested and charged with aggravated robbery and three counts of aggravated assault cause harm.
Wow. They'll
all appear in court today. So that's the three counts of aggravated assault is on the security guard and the two off-duty police officers. Our officers have been released from hospital. The male officer has a broken arm and the female officer sustained bruising to her face, a bite mark to her hand and just general soreness.
Did you say a broken arm?
Yeah, the male officer sustained a broken arm, so it's clearly a very violent disturbance.
Wow.
And as I said, it's on the Burnside, outside Burnside Village, on the Port Rush Road side. So at 5:15 at night, we're asking anyone driving past, anyone who got dash cam vision or whipped out their mobile phone and got some vision, would really like to see and piece together what actually has happened, because it sounds like it was a bit of a free-for-all there for a while.
Gee, Rebecca, you said a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old. Are you allowed to tell us the ages of the other four?
Yeah, the other women are 20 years old and 19 years old. They're from Mawson Lakes, a 21-year-old woman from Thevenard, and a 32-year-old woman from Salisbury North.
Right, now, so they went for a bit of a day trip out to Burnside.
And you said four females?
Four women, a 19-year-old man and a 17-year-old girl, so five women and a male.
You're
there.
You're kidding. All right, Rebecca, that sounds awful, and let's hope those police officers are okay.
And the security
Thank
guard.
You.
Yeah,
thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime.
Senior Constable Rebecca Stokes, how bad's that?
Well, we talk about this all the time. Where is the respect for your elders, your seniors, your security guards, your police officers? Yeah. What are people at that age, 17, 19, in their 20s, thinking, assaulting cops, assaulting security guards?
Yep.
You can't be thinking straight.
No. Throw the book at them.
Ridiculous.
If they get a slap on the wrist and they're set free.
At 5:00 in the afternoon.
Yep. No. Throw the book at them. Unbelievable. Ruined it's here on Triple M.
104.7 Triple M. Ruined it's. $1,000 pressure test.
Need a car service or repair? ZipPay is now available at Automasters, giving you the option to fix now and pay later. Over 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
You can't handle the pressure.
Time to give it away, Roo. It's been a long time.
Yes, we're overflowing with cash here at Triple M. Let's go to Nord. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Chris. G'day, Mark. How are we?
Very good. What are you up to today, Michael?
I just arrived at Edinburgh. Just got to do some testing.
At Edinburgh?
Are
you a fighter pilot?
No, just a Sparky, mate.
Oh, so we can't call you Goose or Maverick or anything like that?
No.
Nice man.
Might be able to call him Goose.
Take it easy, Mark.
No, okay, Michael, I will. And you can stop calling me Mark if you like. Are you ready to win $1,000 cash, Michael?
I'll give it my best.
All right, mate. 10 correct answers in 30 seconds. We'll get you the cash. Not sure if you just heard about the burglary at Burnside Village yesterday. Give us 10 shopping centres.
Tea Tree Plaza, Westlake, Marion, Parabanks, Elizabeth, Fell.
Who?
Rundle Mall.
Fell,
yeah. Maya Centre.
No.
Keep going.
Nolunga.
What's that called?
Colonnades, yep.
Colonnades, yep. The Fields, Springbank, Manapara. The park.
Oh, I think we're going to have to count this up here. I think we need to come back for a count.
We're going to have to go to the adjudicator here.
Yeah, we'll go.
A couple might have doubled up. So we'll go to a song. Oh, one, hang on.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Don't tell me.
10 correct.
$1,000.
Congratulations, thanks, mate.
Great start to a Friday.
How good is that? It's 7:22. You're $1,000 richer.
All before I started work as well.
Well, what do you got coming up on the weekend?
Laying low this weekend. I've got a going away on Saturday, but I'm saving it for next weekend. Got a bit of a big one.
All right, well, you got do something to spend.
Yeah, positive with that cash, Michael. Thanks for listening to Triple M.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good day.
There you go, Michael. All thanks to Automasters. 20 branches. Call 1300 Automasters. He now gets $1,000 cash.
It's awesome, isn't it? We got some Crows v Hawthorn tickets and passes down to the Triple M Bunker. We're going to give them away. That's hosted by Tony Modra down there too. You can, if you want to go to the bunker, go to afchospitality.com.au. We're going to give away a double to that area very shortly.
Have you been down to the bunker?
Yes.
Apparently you can, I haven't been there, but you can see the players warm up and everything,
yep,
can't you?
Yeah, you can look through, but the players can't look back the other way.
So two-way mirrors.
Two-way mirrors. Is it two-way?
Yeah. Well, that's what that means.
You can only look one way, is it, or not? Help me.
Well, yeah, it's technicality. Is it one-way glass or two-way?
I don't know, but you can only see one way.
Anyway, Crows players, when you're in there, don't scratch your bum or pick your nose because everyone can see you.
Yeah, in the Triple M bunker. Right. We're going to give away a double to that next.
Ruined, it's here on Triple M.
Bit of a funny one comes across us every now and then. It's a bloke has shot himself in the foot trying to kill a cockroach. Wouldn't have thought you need a gun to get that job done.
Oh, there are big cockroaches out there.
Yeah, and this bloke, to back him up, didn't actually think he needed a gun to kill his cockroach. He just forgot that he put his gun in his shoe.
What?
Yeah, he forgot.
What do you mean?
Well, he went to pick up his shoe to smack the cockroach, but he forgot the gun was in the shoe, and when he went smack,
went off.
The gun went off and shot him in the foot. So he ended up getting taken to hospital, and he's in a stable condition. What we don't know is the condition of the cockroach at this stage, okay?
Right.
But anyway, funny ways to injure yourself. We're going to take calls on this in a minute. If you can start thinking about weird ways, stupid ways you have injured yourself.
Now, just on this, Daniel Talia springs to mind here.
Yeah, the Triple M launch last Thursday night. We asked Daniel Talia about how he has missed the whole preseason for the Crows because he rolled over in bed and tore his cartilage.
Did his knee in bed.
Holes in this story everywhere.
Oh, gee.
And his wife wasn't even in the bed.
Well, according to him. But.
So what was he doing?
It was the Collingwood player last year
the dog ate his homework.
Yeah, no, didn't he say, he hurt his hand, but he said, oh, yeah, the dog bit me.
Yeah, that was Jordan DeGoey.
Yeah.
Jordan
DeGoey. But I think he actually turns out he punched someone, didn't
he? There's a few porky pies getting around, like he was throwing a frisbee with a dog and all that, but, that's got holes in it as well. We're not actually sure what happened. Didn't pass the sniff test, that story.
You done any crazy, silly injuries, Roo?
Oh, just a couple of, when I had hair, I can remember getting out of the shower one day, grabbed the towel, going up to dry my hair. I put a rib out of place.
What?
You get rib cartilage issues.
How violently do you dry your hair?
I'm always flat out or I'm doing nothing. So I just did it, and rib cartilage is as bad as having broken ribs.
Prosciutto out. hair injury.
Mm, that's right. That's why I've got rid of it now. Don't have to worry about it. Kane Johnson did his hamstring getting out of a pool one day at recovery, if you can believe that.
There was a Port Adelaide player, Bruce Nylon, years ago when I was a kid. They used to kick footies into the crowd before the game.
Ooh.
And he did his hamstring kicking the ball into the crowd. Oh. plastic footies, and I think you had to kick them quite hard. Yeah. So these were like grand finals on Adelaide Oval. And when we were kids, all we wanted was to get these plastic footies. That's how desperate we were. And he did his hamstring before the game, I think.
Unbelievable stuff. We have got a double to go and see the Adelaide Crows v Hawthorn tomorrow. I'm sure it's a sellout. It must be close if it's not. And it was 2 days ago. Now, this is hosted by Tony Modra as well. The Triple M Bunker Dits, which is down there where you can watch the players get ready for the game as well. Tony Modra looks after you. You've got drinks and food and everything down there. Undercover reserve seats. This is first class sort of stuff.
I just thought of it. You know, we were talking the other day about hypochondriacs. There's a bloke I used to have to play squash against. He played for England. And one day he pulled out. And I was talking to him after. I said, what happened? This is before the game. He'd pulled out. He did his shoelaces up too tight, he reckons. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, it was terrible. I did my shoelaces up too tight. And it cut off the circulation in my foot.
Did you check the bedding?
Oh, gee.
Did you check the bedding? See, that sounds like a rot.
I've told you many, many times, you had to be hard to play squash. Oh, a lot of hard blokes.
Exactly right.
Hey,
they were tough. How pathetic are you, squash players? Seriously. 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to win Crows tickets. Tell us about the stupidest, funniest ways, weirdest ways you've been injured. Oh, we're taking calls on stupid ways you've injured yourself. Let's head down to Newry up in the Barossa. G'day, Ryan.
Hey, boys, how you going?
Have you hurt yourself?
About 4 years ago, I had my knee reconstruction done, and about a week later, because I had the hamstring graft out, bent down to pick up my cat and pop my hamstring.
Oh. Bit of a setback.
Yeah, so you would have been very sore after a recon and a sore hammy.
Yeah, double blow, one in each leg.
No good there, Ryan. Let's go to Mount Barker. G'day, Tracy.
Good morning, how are you?
What have you done to yourself, Tracy?
Well, I always paint my toenails by putting my feet up on a chair, and I put my hip out.
Painting your toenails?
Actually, put your hip out. Not dislocating it.
Absolutely. No, not dislocating it, but enough so that it made me limp and I had to go to the physio for about 6 weeks.
Did you get your toes finished?
I did, eventually.
Okay. What colour, Tracy?
Red.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You would look good at the physio then. We're taking your calls on how you hurt yourself. 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to win a double to the Crows plus a double to the Triple M Bunker, hosted by Tony Modra.
Ruined it's here on Triple M. Silly injuries like Jordan DeGoey from Collingwood, who said to the coach, oh, no, I was throwing a frisbee with my dog and hurt my finger, when, in fact, he was in a punch-up in St Kilda.
What a Collingwood person.
Oh, I know. It's out of character.
Are kidding.
Out of character.
Very out of character. Let's go to Surrey Downs. G'day, Tom.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Have you hurt yourself, Tom?
When I was a young fella, me and my brother just watched Peter Pan, and we thought it would be a good idea to go up on top of the shed and try and fly.
Oh, there's a lot of kids who do this.
Oh, no.
I've jumped off the roof and broken my leg in three places and spent a bit of time in a wheelchair after that.
Tom, I'm shocked that you didn't just fly. I really am.
Did you have wings on or like a cape or anything?
No, mate, we just...
Well,
we
how
just
could you get in, could how could you expect to fly without
You've
them?
You've got to have your costume. I don't know, seriously. Tom.
My brother jumped first and he was flying. I jumped off.
What were you thinking?
I'm surprised your brother didn't tell you to do it, the older brother.
I think if at first you don't succeed, Tom, I'd give it another go, seriously.
Yeah. Let's go to Fulham Gardens. G'day, Gavin.
Hey, how are you, Roo?
Good.
How you going?
Yep.
Yeah, good, Gav.
That's good. Look, going back a few years ago, probably 5-6 years ago, I was helping out a friend do some gardening. She had a pretty bad backyard, and I fixed up her backyard for her and
I'll bet you did.
Cleaned it right up. Her other half said, oh, would you like a beer? I said, I'll finish cleaning up, and it got rather dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked back out onto the lawn, turned around, bang, walked onto a rake, bang, straight in the face.
Oh, no.
That is a shocking injury. You step on a rake, flings up, did it hit you in the face?
Absolutely brought water to my eyes. Yeah. And also, I missed a final of football too.
Oh,
hell.
Couldn't play in a final.
What'd you have, a broken nose?
Yeah, broken nose. Yep.
Shivers. All right.
See, and again, there's a moral to all of these stories. don't help a friend do their backyard. You know, just, you know, leave them to it.
Yeah. I got where you were heading with it too, Dits. Let's go to Greenwith. G'day, Daryl.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, Daz. Good. Yeah.
This has happened to a mate of mine. This happened a long time. Actually, I was the best man at his wedding. He was, him and his partner at the present time were going out somewhere, and she was in the shower, and she told him, "Hey, get in the shower. Come on, we've got to go. So he jumped in the shower. She raced out, and then he said, "Where's my clothes?" He said, "They're in the wash basket behind the ironing board." No worries. So he ran, bent over. He was butt naked. To grab his clothes out of the wash basket and burn his old fella on the iron, stuck on the iron.
Oh, bull dust!
And I'm Pete Eager, mate. Of course, I sit here. Now, if he's listening, he almost already punched me in the throat, but that's all right.
No, that's fine. Anyone with a burnt Roger needs to get on Triple M.
What's his first name? Don't give us his full name. What's his first name?
Christian.
Right,
Christian with a burnt Roger.
Jeez. He'd have a scar for life, wouldn't he?
Yep. Yeah, he'd be scarred for life, all right. Absolutely. Never, ever do the ironing again, and nor should he. Let's go to Mitchell Park. G'day, Brendan.
How you going, fellas?
Good. You don't have to be hard to beat a burnt Roger.
You know, sometimes you've got to get the creases out of it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if that would have got him out or made it shrivel even more. Let's go to Mitchell Park, Brendan.
Yeah, I had a mate years ago. He shot an arrow, up in the air. And he thought, oh, no, where's he got to come down? So he ran away, tripped over, and the arrow came down and hit him in the backside.
Baldus, he's got an arrow in the bum.
Yeah.
Not lower, in the cheek?
Yeah, in the cheek, yeah. I didn't believe him. He showed me the scar and all.
Wow, yeah. Look, it's as kids, even teenagers and adults, you'd, up in the country you'd go shooting and you'd shoot. And you think it's going all miles away, and you think, I wonder where that's going to land. Exactly like this bloke did. Yeah. It's got to land somewhere. He would have had a sore bum. Let's go to Blakeview. G'day, Steve.
Morning, fellas.
What's happened to you? How'd you hurt yourself, Steve?
Mate, a few years ago, my wife decided to host the work Christmas party at our place, and I was put on a strict promise of good behaviour. One of the boys G'd me up, got in the air. I've jumped in a man canny, run out the back to do a run through, and slipped down the stairs, landed on my backside in front of 80 people with the meat and two veg out, and broke my coccyx, ended up with a third bum cheek.
What do you mean a third bum cheek?
Mate, the coccyx broke and swelled up that much on my back. Oh. It looked like I had three bum cheeks.
That would be painful.
Slipping downstairs
when you,
is
when you
not
fall back
fun.
On your coccyx, that's no good.
Wow, this is gold, this sort of
We've
stuff.
We've opened a can of worms
we,
here.
We might have to do it again. It's amazing what a couple of tickets to the Triple M Bunker with Tony Modra will get you.
Yeah.
I'm going to give the top three out of this. Definitely slipping down the stairs, shot an arrow in the bum, burnt the old fella in the shower. Top four it is.
Yeah.
And flying like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
But there's no beating a Burt Roger, Dits.
Oh, I can't
You
top
can't
that.
Beat a Burt Roger. Daryl from Greenwith, you've dobbed your mate in. I suggest you take your mate to the Crows tomorrow and going down to the Triple M Bunker, hosted by Tony Modra.
Roo and Dits here on Triple M. Maru, there is so much sport happening. Of course, the AFL kicked off last night and front and centre on Channel 7. Bruce McAvaney. Bruce, good morning.
You too, Dits and Roo. Yeah, great weekend, isn't it? Yeah.
It is a huge weekend. Big night last night, but a very, very sad finish for Alex Rance, if in fact it is confirmed that he's done his ACL.
And Roo, that's the feeling this morning, but we're not going to know for sure. No, it was a really sombre ending to the night, wasn't it? And you could just feel it with Damien Hardwick afterwards. So, you know, a win comes at a big cost. We saw last year that Nick Natanui, Andrew Gaff didn't play and West Coast go top, but you sort of feel like some players are almost irreplaceable, and I feel like Rance is pretty high up there for Richmond, so a big, big night in many ways.
Bruce, I know you're always very, very positive about the footy, and you always see the good side of these things, but I don't want to be too negative here, but it was funny, watching the game last night, Roo sent out a tweet during the game, and I've had a lot of people comment already about this. Why does it have to be Richmond-Carlton at the start of every season? And I saw
other than the big crowd, Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, and 10 minutes into it, Bruce, I thought, oh my God, Carlton are looking terrible here. Now, in the end, it was a competitive game, but do we really need to stick with that, do you think?
It's a good question. I mean, the AFL have sort of made a real habit and
in their scheduling. I mean, we know Quinn's birthday, what it's going to be. We know on Easter Monday now it's always Hawthorn, Geelong. Obviously, Anzac Day has been a lot of discussion. Should it just be those two teams? So, look, I reckon you make a fair point. I mean, Carlton have been cellar dwellers for a fair while. We know they're going to get a decent crowd there, but most of the matches, and I've called nearly all of those matches over the last sort of 10 years, have been pretty one-sided, and there's been very few really ripping games. So I reckon you make a reasonable point. It's sort of locked down. It's the way the AFL do their scheduling, but, you know, I think it's up for discussion, yeah.
We can't be putting money in front of the actual sport itself, and I think grand final replay would, you know, in the state where the, you know, whoever the premier is, if it's West Coast, play it there in front of 60,000, unveil the flag and have a cracking game of football, but that's just me speaking. What about Port Adelaide? They take on Melbourne. How do you see Port going this year, Bruce?
Well, Mark, such a different-looking team, isn't it? I mean, it looks like a whole new group. I mean, they had the disaster of last year, 11-4, missed the finals. Look, I'm like everybody else. I reckon they're either just in the eight or just out. I can't see them winning the flag. They're not going to be bottom six, and I don't think they're going to be top four. I just feel like they're in that big clump of teams that are going to be decent but not really, really good. I hope I'm wrong. There's a lot of fresh kids. I know Butters is really exciting them, and there's some others. I think the Ryder Lysette tandem gives them probably an X factor, as long as Paddy can hold up. Robbie Gray, you'd just want him to have an injury-free season. So, look, I'm thinking, you know, 6 to 12. That's where I think Port will be.
And I think the negative that we're getting over the last week or so, Charlie Dixon's leg slash ankle is worse than what anyone's thought, and he might not have a meaningful role, you know, certainly in the first half, but, you know, there's a question mark over the whole season.
He's fascinating, Dixon, isn't he? Because, I mean, Dixon, he watches Port more closely than anyone, I think. But, you know, he can tease so much. I mean, you know, he's a sort of guy that can take four or five contested marks and miss a couple of easy shots. Look, a guy, I don't know what he weighs, but he's a big unit. Ankles are not good for big units. Look, I'm worried about him, I've got to be honest. You know, you feel like this season's going to be compromised already for him.
You said on Channel 7 the other night the Crows are a flag contender.
I think so. Look, it's a tricky one. I mean, they had the down last year, but you keep going back to the year before. You feel like there's big improvement. Smith's going to have an injury-free season you want. I think the key's Brad Crouch, to be honest. I reckon in one word or one person's name, he's the key. I just feel when the two Crouch boys play, Adelaide are a really good team, and when they don't play, I think they're just a good team. So I know that's simplifying things, and people say that I'm mad, but I think a fit Brad Crouch can almost take them to the flag.
Wow. Next to a fit Rory Sloane and a few others makes a difference, doesn't it?
But I'm thinking that, Rude, because I feel like, exactly, I'm banking Rory in. And, you know, I'm banking that Tex is going to have a slightly better season, that Eddie's going to kick a few goals. But all of those things that I'm sort of banking in. But I do feel the midfield for Adelaide to really contend with Collingwood and a couple of the other big teams, they need both the Crouch boys in there with Sloane.
No, I agree with you.
To finish off, Bruce, Winks tomorrow in the George Ryder Stakes. What's going to happen?
I think she'll win. I'm telling you nothing. Look, she's probably going to start the shortest price she's ever started in life, believe it or not. She's $1.06 at the moment.
Right.
Look, it does look hard to see her being beaten, and I don't want to say that because I don't want to, you know, get too confident with her, but I cannot wait to get to Rosehill. It's going to be the most remarkable.
Are they going to film you again tomorrow, sort of, you know, getting a bit overexcited?
Rue, my wife does that every morning.
Hey!
Don't over race, Bruce. Keep the lid on it. Thanks for joining us, Bruce.
Good on you, guys. There all the best.
Bruce McAmany from Channel 7.
Limo's going to join us for a laugh next.
Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman.
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Oh, you see him on Utopia, you see him on the Footy Show, and he's here on Triple M twice a week. G'day, Lehmo.
Yeah, g'day, guys. A pleasure to be with you again. I love coming on right at the end of the week when you guys are just full of beans.
Yeah, here we go.
jumping out of your skin.
You were full of beans on Wednesday night. Did a good job. You were happy with the first up show from the Footy Show?
Thanks, mate. Yeah, we were pretty happy with it, to be honest with you. It was our first hit out as a group. The four of us had never worked together before. As a four.
Yeah.
And we were fairly happy with it. It went fairly smoothly, got some good laughs, and it's a good little baseline for us to build from. So we're happy with what we dished up the other night. Tell you the best thing about it, though. is when you go online and check the online comments.
Oh, you'd love that.
People are so kind. Oh.
Aren't they considerate and kind and take all those, you know, first show factors into consideration before they comment?
Just so generous. I actually said to a mate of mine, true story, I said to a mate of mine, just as a test, I said, follow the hashtag AFL Footy Show and tell me how quickly the first hate tweet comes in.
No.
And he said it landed before I'd finished my opening hello. Welcome to the footy
That's
show.
That's a world record.
He said, first one comes on, hate Limo as the host. And I said about 10 words.
Nice glasses, Limo.
Nice glasses.
Yeah, they really consider everyone's feelings when they use Twitter, don't they? And
they really
media.
Do. One of my favourite bits of feedback was someone on Twitter, because I was wearing my glasses and my hair was sort of pushed back and up. Compared me to the old bloke on the movie Up.
Oh, I haven't seen Up.
Who's got big square glasses. And someone else put a picture of me side by side with Drew Carey.
Drew Carey. Yeah.
And wondered if his fat head was inspiration for my fat head.
Yeah, well, block him out, Limo, and keep kicking goals, mate. You'll be fine. Yeah,
thank you, mate. But footy's back. How good is it?
Last night,
we were reminded that Carlton are still terrible.
Mm. Yep.
And it's just wonderful to have those reminders.
Speaking of not waiting even till the end of the intro, I saw them run out and I thought they're crap. And it didn't get any better.
And it didn't improve much. I mean, I thought Carlton hit a new low last year when they were terrified going into the bye. But
terrified going into the bye. They were scared of the bye.
They were scared of the bye. I mean, you know, you're in all sorts. And but Brendan Bolton said in the press, I don't know if you heard this afterwards, he said in the press conference, I'm starting to fall in love with our players.
Mm-hmm.
And so, does he, you know, it's selection. Is he starting to hand them all a rose?
It's like a ceremony.
An episode of The Bachelor.
If they don't get a rose, you're not on the side.
Imagine if they start winning, how much in love he'd be.
Look out, could be a HR issue if they start winning.
Tom Lynch would have found it weird playing in front of a crowd, for starters.
He must have been confused. And winning. Two very strange experiences for Tom Lynch right there. And young Walsh for Carlton. I think he broke the debut record last night as far as a crowd goes.
It's the
biggest crowd a debutant has ever played in front.
Good kid.
He goes, all right, and I see Port Adelaide Dits. Jack Watts is playing.
Yep.
Which is great. He had a ripping preseason, so really set a good example there. That's the type of preseason that'll get you picked in round one.
Dits is not commenting. Come on.
No other footballer's ever had an indiscretion ever.
Indiscretion.
Not that I can think of.
No. Indiscretion with a couple of boobs.
I reckon he's on the money.
He's happy with his form. He reckons he's pretty good. He reckons he's primed to the minute.
I can think of...
He'll have a couple of hardball gets and he'll go...
I'm going away with him next year.
Ditz is going to chaperone him. He'll get a couple of hardball gets and go, he'll feel right at home.
Yeah, hardball gets.
Have you hurt yourself in an embarrassing way, Limo?
Oh, mate. You know what's on the project? So on live television, right?
Yeah.
If you get your pen, I chew the ends of my pens.
Oh, yeah.
And the top of the pen... Right. I was pushing up against a tooth, one of my teeth, pushing it up there. And I was just got distracted. I was pushing it too hard and it slipped and I scraped all the way up my gum. And so my gum, so it hurt like hell. And then my gum starts bleeding on live television. So I'm trying to dab it and drink water.
Blood roll. Get him off.
I needed someone to run out a wet towel instead of mopping me down. But it was not a good look, people.
Because, you know, for those just joining us, we took calls on this earlier this morning, stupid ways you've hurt yourself. And Liam, I think you might have heard, but one bloke got his knob caught on the hot iron. He's burnt his old fella.
He's burnt. He's just missed out, actually, burning the old fella, because if anything needs an iron, it's the
walnuts.
It's the bag just below it. I wish.
Right, it's got a few creases in it.
And quickly, guys, I noticed, Ditz, have you seen this story? Port Adelaide are starting a dating service.
It's going to be huge.
And what I love about it is they said they're inspired by Married at First Sight, a TV show where couples yell at each other and then break up.
Hey, that's life in Port Adelaide.
You have a night in Alberta, mate. You really love it.
Yeah. Right there, a Port Adelaide breeding service starting at Adelaide Oval.
We don't need immigration. We just need them.
All right. Good on you, Limo.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Same to you, Limo. See you Monday.
What a goal! Wine Dits Overnight Sports.
The wine bar at the National Wine Centre.
The perfect spot for a drop.
Richmond started the season beating Carlton by 33 points at the G last night. 85,000 people. The one sour note for the Tigers and a big sour note is that Alex Rance may have done his ACL.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, Dits. So that would be a disaster for them. Super important player to their back structure. He's been All Australian for the last 5 years. He's a star. Absolutely.
Tonight, Collingwood and Geelong at the MCG. So the good games continue. Port Adelaide, Robbie Gray will play his 200th game tomorrow for the Power up against Melbourne.
Yep.
Over there. Now, Charlie Dixon was on the Rush Hour last night and had this to say about his ankle injury.
I was talking to the surgeon before I went in, and surgeon and all a bunch of them, they were all sort of sitting around apparently talking before they all went into my ankle, and they said they'd never seen anything sort of injury like this where it hasn't sort of got bigger, better, and it's a bit of a rare case. So it's something that they couldn't see on the scan. They literally had to go in there and have a look.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that. And his season's in doubt, you'd have to say. Yeah, certainly the first half of it, Dits, isn't it?
Chase Jones to debut for the Crows in his first game. And the good news for your mob is Brad Crouch is back for his first game since the 2017 grand final.
Yeah, it's a good-looking side, and they'll need to be at their best to beat Hawthorn, even in Adelaide.
Crows women are unchanged as they take on Geelong at the Adelaide Oval on Sunday. So good luck to them. In the cricket, Australia starts a 5-match series. One day is against Pakistan tonight in Sharjah. Winks to line up tomorrow at Rose Hill for its 32nd straight win if it can get the job done.
And looks absolutely perfect as well.
And this week's match of the round in the NPL South Australia, Adelaide City taking on Campbelltown at home on Saturday at 7 p.m. at Oakden.
Up next, the week that was.
That's our look at sport, thanks to the Wine Bar at the National Wine Centre, the perfect spot for a drop. Almost time to go here, Ruined It's on Triple M. Before we do, let's go through the tips, Roo, with the footy tonight, Collingwood Geelong.
Yeah, I think Collingwood will be too good tonight. I like their side. I like their form. I like what they did last year. I think they'll knock off the Cats.
Tomorrow afternoon, Melbourne, Port Adelaide.
Have to go for the Demons here, Dits. Just the home ground, and they're a good side. I think they'll get the chockies in Melbourne.
Port Adelaide will win tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting Melbourne at a good time, I reckon.
Just thought you'd say that.
Crows Hawthorn.
I think the Crows will be too strong. Got the complete side at this stage. Fit and raring to go with up against there's a few names in the Hawthorn side that I think they wouldn't like to see in there at the moment. I think there's a few holes.
Saturday night, Bulldogs, Sydney.
Yeah, I think the Swans would be too good. I think they might be on the slide a little bit, Sydney, but I think people are underestimating. They always seem to be able to get a good side, Sydney. I think they'll be too good for the Western Bulldogs.
Now, Brisbane are at home to West Coast, and I'm going to go for Brisbane here.
Yeah, it's the longest flight in Australia, this one. I think Brisbane are going to improve, as you heard on the week that was, but West Coast are the premiers, and I think they're a good side. So I'm going to go for West Coast.
St Kilda, Gold Coast.
Wouldn't be surprised if there's an upset here. St Kilda, a short price favourite. And you heard Limo say if St Kilda get rolled here, that their coach could get sacked. Fev said that on the footy show. You'd find that hard to believe. I'm going to go for the Saints, but would not be surprised if the Gold Coast Suns did a bit of damage.
Right. GWS Essendon.
I'm going to go for GWS in their home state. I think, as Tex said earlier, they'll go all right this year, GWS.
Frio, North Melbourne.
In Perth, I think Frio improve as well. I think North Melbourne are underdone. They've got a few players out of their side, and I think Frio will get the chocolates over in Perth.
All right, now, what about the Nags, Roo? Now, this is all thanks to Automasters, and we want to thank them for their support every week.
Okay.
With Roo giving us his tip, thanks to
Automasters. A bit of pressure on now that it's getting sponsored.
Yes.
I am going to have a bet on a horse coming over from New Zealand across the ditch in support of our New Zealand friends over there. Race 8, number 1 at Morpheville tomorrow is a horse called Combasso, and it's had a couple of trials. It's fit. It's ready to go first up, Dits. It's claiming 3 kilos, and I think you can back it each way at $5, and if it runs a place, you get your money back. If it wins, you can shout everyone for a tea.
All right. Another great week here. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. If you're off to the footy, have fun. Hope your team wins.
Yep.
Hey, and good luck, Harndorf Cricket Club, in the grand final. I've only been there 1 year, Roo. Number one ticket holder. We're through to a granny.
No, she hasn't spoken about them all year. Into there in the granny. Yeah, well done. Just jump on the bandwagon.
That's
up there, Dits.
Go the Harndorf boys. Yeah, Sean Tate and all the lads.
Is he still playing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfair.
What do you mean?
Well, who'd want to face Tatey in a local comp like that?
Well.
He doesn't bowl express pace up there, does he?
No. Okay. No, he's only half frightening these days.
Only half frightening. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the weather. Are we ever going to hear Bruin Dits again? Monday morning at 6 a.m. Are we ever going to hear Bruin Dits again? Unless, of course, they have a big weekend. Bruin Dits for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools. Offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With 5 big locations. Mile End, Paraka, St. Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.